But it is, as I say, it's going to be a close one, and there's going to be a few games there with Saint on them this weekend. So we will all looking for it. So hopefully this is Andy, or it could even be Andy's mother-in-law. We'll find out. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. How's the meal?
Well, I'm going to be leaving shortly. I've just had to be... I'm at the club. I had to let... we had a school's... Kent School's Cup final at Phoenix, which I've had to sort of administrate, and then I'm off straight after this. So, just such an under-16s Cup final, which was good.
Happy days. I know last time we spoke, of course, it was sort of getting close, and... now we've finally got over the line and become a Ryman club. It must be fantastic.
Certainly is, mate. It's a little bit, pinching ourselves still. Still in a bit of dreamland that we got over the line. It was a little bit scary. We got to a stage where, it was always in our hands, but we lost our first game a couple of Saturdays ago against Ashford at home. And it was a real shame. But maybe it was sort of like getting that monkey off our back, really, to be honest, losing the game. And then we sort of got back to what we can do and won the league in our next game, winning away at Hereford Belvedere. So, yeah.
Morty, it's Keith, all right, mate.
Hello, Keith. You all right, mate? You all right?
Yeah, long time no speak.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow on the golf course.
You certainly will. Listen, mate, just for people listening, just tell people how it felt when that final whistle went at Hereford Belvedere. What feelings were rushing through your blood?
Right, well, I had loads of feelings rushing through my blood. The most disappointing feeling was I wasn't actually at the bloody game.
Sorry, mate, they told me to ask you that question, on Sunday.
No, unfortunately, I knew the time was bad. I had a family holiday. We were skiing in France. And as I see the fixtures coming along, and I was hoping we had a draw, which was a draw away at Cray Valley, followed by, that was over the sort of Easter weekend on the Saturday, followed by a draw away at Crowborough, which was a game we never should have, we missed a couple of sitters. So those two, 4 points sort of dropped, or, in those two games. And then we had a chance, the next game was Ashford, and I thought, well, if we can win that, and Hereford Belvedere lose or draw, then we win the cup there. Anyway, we lost that game, and Hereford Belvedere drew, which meant I'm away, and the final piece. I've been here all season. The winner was on if we win at Hereford Belvedere, and I wasn't there to actually witness it. But I followed Twitter for the whole duration of a dinner with all my family. Much to their annoyance, and my wife asking why the bloody hell are you not listening, not talking to us. And when the final whistle blew, fair play to some of the boys, they got me on loudspeaker so I could hear the celebrations.
Yeah.
And they videoed it. But yeah, it was a bit of a, I was a few hundred miles away and crying into my Stella Artois.
Yeah.
But
I tell you I was at the game, Andy, but what great credit to your club, the turnout that you took to Hereford Belvedere. I think, there's so many great people at your club, and I'm going to let you sort of say thanks to a lot of people a little while that are mostly listening for you, but, you had the whole club there watching you. It was like a massive hunger, even like the kids, the people that have been involved with the club for years. Does that just show how much people like the club and like what job you and Housey and all that and Boyle have done? It was immense. It was quite emotional, to be fair, sitting up in the stand.
Look, I can't say enough good things about all of the supporters, that were there, the committee, friends, family, really. We're all like one big family. I mean, I sort of think going back to when we sort of set off on the road of trying to become a senior club. A lot of people sort of said that we'd, Phoenix is more of a family social club. And that was a sort of atmosphere we've always sort of had in the bar and around the club. And a few people have said to us, we'll never succeed because, we're more of a social club than a football club. But I think that family atmosphere and that whole thing that we've created has run through to, to the senior section and people have all bought into it and enjoyed the ride. I mean, yeah, the celebrations were fantastic. And it is credit to, you know, the likes of Steve House, the vice chairman, all the football committee, you know, Dave Driver, Alf Levy, Brian McGinnis, John Barry, Joe Gillam. And then, you know, the other people, you know, the Paulines of this world, bless her, you know.
Yeah.
She's been part of the club for a long, long time. And then, you know, everyone involved that's helped us to get the grading.
I was going to say that.
Which is a big thing.
People would have never, ever, if they looked at your ground a couple of years ago, thought you could make sort of Ryman standard. And obviously yourself and Housie have done a great job. But, you know, I think, you're going to give your sponsor a massive mention that's helped you out massively.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, Mid-Kent Metals and John Power has been, you know, a massive, you know, help to us. I mean, he's been a sort of a friend of ours for a long time, and he's a good businessman, and he come down to the club on New Year's Eve about 3 years ago, and I know he loves his football. I used to go to West Ham with him many years ago.
I thought you said he loved his football.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's a big Hammer fan, and he come down here, and I just said to him, look, you know, it's not, you know, it's a different level of football you're watching. But I said to him, get down here. You're with real people watching real football. And once you get into it, it's a great buzz. And he really bought into the whole ethos of non-league and being part of a club. And he's definitely come on board, not only, you know, with financially, but also with all his help. And, you know, his family, his brother Mick has helped us out no end. So yeah, Mid-Kent Metal and John Power has been a massive help, but you know, it is a team effort. As I say, we've done our bit off the pitch. We got the grading passed on the sort of 31st by the 31st of March, which wasn't easy because, you know, as I said before, when I come in, we never thought we'd be in a position to win a league at the start of the season. We thought we'd be in the sort of Southern Counties for a few years. We sort of said to Boyley, the manager, you know, give us a good cup run this season and finish sixth or above or around that sort of level we were last season, we'd all be happy. But, you know, they've gone on a brilliant run. The team have been fantastic and done the job. So we didn't really want to be, you know, turn around and say, well done, boys, but by the way, we can't go up because the ground's not up to grading. Yeah. So we pulled out all the stops. And a lot of people, you know, members and directors have put their own money up, you know, and put their own money in, and we've got the job done. But, you know, ultimately the team has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the manager, Boyley. Obviously, I know him really well, but, you know, I know he can't come on here because he does nights, but just tell people a little bit about the actual job he's done for you, mate.
Oh, mate, I mean, I don't want to big him up too much because I'll have...
I need a job. Yeah, so he can't get up with one before me.
Boyley, look, from the minute he walked in for an interview for the... I mean, he did have a joint manager with him, Tony Beckenham, when he joined us sort of 3 seasons ago. And as soon as he walked through the door, I just felt that he was a bit of Phoenix. He, you know, he's quite an infectious person. I'd heard a lot about him, but I always take things on face value, but he basically puts his heart and soul into every... I mean, we had to get him a key cut for the front gate because he was getting here before everyone else. He's the sort of man that he'll arrive here at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning to prepare for a game in the afternoon. You know, there's nothing he wouldn't do. He puts his life and soul into it. He absolutely loves it. And he's bought into the club. I think everyone's bought into him. And to get 2 promotions in 3 seasons... it's fantastic. I mean, when he first walked in, him and Tony Beckenham, pretty much the rest of the existing team that finished second in the Kent Invicta League, apart from one player, walked out. So they basically had 0 players when they arrived, and they built a squad that won the Kent Invicta League year one, year two, finished sixth in the sort of old Kent League, Southern Counties League, and then year three. Unfortunately, Tony decided that we didn't fall out on bad terms, but just sort of he just needed a break from football. And Steve carried on, and he's won us the league, losing one game. How many ever clean sheets? 30 clean sheets. Only conceded 19 in the league. I mean, his record speaks for itself. Yeah. I mean, you know, some people say maybe our style is at times a bit direct, but we have played some good football this season, and I think he does. You know, he gets games won. You know, he knows how to win games, and he's obviously he knows this level very well, Kent League level. He knows a lot of the players, and does his homework. And as I say, I think he gave us a fantastic Vars run. And, you know, he's done really well. But he ain't getting a pay rise, that's one thing. He's not going to get any money. But, no, he's done really well. And I think, and I hope, it'll give it a, you know, I know he'll give it 100%, but I think he'll do well next season.
Is it going to be an easy thing to keep the squad together for next year? Or, you know, from what Keith says, you're quite close to quite a lot of a few clubs that are already in the Ryman Leagues. I mean, will they be sort of like sniffing around some of your players, or are you hoping to keep hold of the majority of them that you've got?
Cheers. I personally think, I think the squad has been so tight this season, the way they've sort of performed and the way they've kept together as a team. I would like to think that the majority of them would want to carry on and continue the hard work that they've done to win the league, and you know, they deserve a shot as a squad to go into the Ryman. You know, I'm realistic. I'm sure some of the players have been looked at, and you know, maybe the end of the season there'll be some getting phone calls. But I really think that I think the majority of them have enjoyed the time at the club.
Yeah.
You know, not only, we're not the big spenders, we're not a team we haven't had the money that some other clubs in the league have had, but I think sometimes what they get when they come to the club, the arm around their shoulder, the banter, the supporters taking, you know, getting involved with them, the committee, I'd like to hope that the majority of them want to stay along and enjoy this brilliant ride that we're on, you know, next season at a high level. But, you know, I'm also realistic and understand that money talks, and, you know, a couple of the players could well be tapped up and may well leave. But, you know, the proof will be come the end of the season. But, you know, I think whatever happens, we will definitely, I think, be a good addition to the Ryman. I think with our support, and I think we've, you know, I certainly hope people enjoy coming to Phoenix. And I think we make a good fist of it, you know. So
we've
got everything crossed.
Just looking ahead, Morty. I know you haven't had all chance to celebrate because, we've got quite a few more celebrations to come towards the summer.
Yeah.
But looking forward, what's the future for Phoenix now? What has this done for your football club?
Oh, mate. I mean, well, it's the club's 80th anniversary as a club. I've said before, when I first got involved 12 years ago, we had a really good sort of, you know, a decent junior section, no senior section as such. And I think, you know, by getting us to our highest level, it's put us on the map. I mean, that's the thing. Phoenix would probably be the only team in that league that doesn't really associate its club name with a place.
Exactly right. Someone asked me a question about that last week.
Yeah, where is Phoenix? But I think now, people sort of, you know Phoenix, you know, our name's out there. We've had a decent amount of press with the Vars run and obviously the cup win. So people are talking to us about us in the non-league. So hopefully, you know, I think if we can hold our own in the Ryman League, and you know, our expectations obviously are going to be to stay in the league. And, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, the manager wants to do slightly better than that, but just to stay in the league and enjoy it and experience it and get used to it and sort of build from that. But I think it raises our profile, definitely. I mean, we're, as I say, a club surrounded by some really good non-league clubs. Obviously, your ex-club.
Mm-hmm.
Thamesmead's been one that we've been trying to, you know, on their coattails for many years, senior-wise, and they've been, like, in a distance. You know, we've never been anywhere now. I don't think I can ever remember a competitive game, league game. And the same with our neighbours, VCD. Obviously, I hope they stay up. They've done fantastically well to get in a position to remain in the league. You know, a few weeks back, I was talking to their chairman, and you know, the talk was we'd be having a good local derby against them. But now, you know, they will hopefully stay up. But, you know, just for us to be talking about being in the same league or one league difference with them, as I say, I'm pinching myself. And even the likes of, you know, Dartford, you know, a massive club, Dartford, you know, there was a few seasons ago, there was five or six divisions between us. Next season, what is it, two divisions? Two divisions between us and Dartford. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
We'll be up above them in a couple of years.
Yeah. the legend won't like that, but yeah, you're right.
So what's the game you're looking forward to then, Andy, next year, as it stands at the moment? Is it going to be Thamesmead?
Thamesmead will be a great game because, you know, as I say, well, obviously we've got some connections there and they're local and we've played them at junior level over many years. So it'd be good to pit ourselves against a team that we've known and never really, we've only played them in pre-seasons.
What about, you know, this is where it sort of comes in its own, where you're playing Hornchurch that 2 years ago in the conference and, you know, with a decent wage bill and all of a sudden, wow, you know, they're coming down to Main Place Road.
Yeah, little Phoenix, eh?
What it's all about. That's what all your hard work, everything's about. And that's when the whole club will start seeing why you've got where you are and see the rewards for that.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I've spoke a lot. Yeah, you know, I spoke with you, Keith, about it. And you've sort of given me a good sort of geography about the league and where they're at and where grounds are and what grounds are good and nice. And you know, it's going to be a learning curve for us, big time. And again, we're going to have our game off the pitch. You know, everything from the sort of the way the committee behaves and the you know, we love all that and the ballroom and stuff. You know, I won't be swearing so much on the touchline. Maybe I'll have to behave myself a little bit more.
Yeah.
But no, it's just the whole, you know, it's more professionally run, I think, the whole league. It's going to be exciting. I think it's something that we're all looking forward to, everyone from the, you know, it's more hard work. But it's becoming, as I say, it's more of a professional attitude you're going to have across the ball from the football, from, you know,
you know your football, Morty, but where would you say Phoenix or clubs are better off? Would you say someone like Phoenix that have got great support, great social support, you know, great committee, a large committee that everyone chips in, friends and all that help you as well, to come into a league like this, or just a team that's funded by one person, one maybe sponsor, that are in the same situation or in the league? Or, you know, would you say you're in a quite healthier position in that way, long term?
Longer term, yeah. I mean, look, the one thing we've said, or I've always said, to put the name to it, you know, we don't have any, and I'm certainly not, we don't have any multi-millionaires or, you know, we've got some nice help and some good people to help us with money, but we haven't got one millionaire who's funding it. So I think our club is built on solid foundations. Mm-hmm. We've got, as I say, we've got 40 plus teams, including the sort of link with the school academy. And the one thing we're not going to do is bankrupt the club. You know, we want this club to be here from, you know, for years and long past my time as chairman. You know, as and when that happens and we pass it down or pass it on, it's built on solid foundations. And I prefer our model, to be honest, because, you know, if I walk away tomorrow or Housey, or, you know, it'd be disappointing and it'd be a shame. But if for whatever reason the ball changes, it would be business as normal, because the club is, you know, is what it is. It's built on solid foundations. We're not relying on one individual. It's a group effort, and, you know, and I think that's our ethos. We still believe massively in all football for all ages and all abilities. You know, the first team is the pinnacle, and it's what we're absolutely fantastically pleased with what's been achieved. But you know what? I still like going out on a Sunday morning watching our under-7s. Mm-hmm. And the grassroots, you know, and we want to keep that. And that keeps the people coming through the door.
Of course.
Yeah. It keeps the subs, you know, the revenue coming in that way. That helps everything, and it keeps the club atmosphere, and that's what we want to keep here, is a good family friendly atmosphere. And by the way, we're playing Ryman League football as well, so you can see it across the board. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I prefer the way we're run. But you know, it's.
But you're still welcome the millionaire in though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If there's any out there listening that want to come on board, then
we've got a spare place in Portugal in summer.
Yeah, you can take over as chairman and nah. Look, we'll take anyone's money. Not really, but it's tough. Look, everyone knows the biggest problem at all levels of football is finances, and you know, raising money. We try as hard as we can. So you know, raising, doing different events, and you know, looking for sponsors. But money doesn't grow on trees, and it's hard. And it is the thing, but. You know, every club does it differently.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're doing what we can.
When you look at the table, I know Thames Media is sort of the one that sort of sticks out, maybe haunts you a bit, but is there one there that, from what Keith spoke to you about and what you've seen yourself, is there one there you look at and think, cool, I'm really looking forward to going to play them? And, you know, and what is the long, you know, for me, what with a sort of a smaller club like yourself, what is the biggest, you know, distance you've got to travel? Is that still going to be the Wroxhams and the Dearhams?
Wroxhams, Dearhams. I mean, I'm hoping we don't draw them on a midweek away. I'm hoping we get a nice little Saturday, and we'll have a coach, and we'll take the team and supporters, and we'll go and enjoy our day. I mean, what's the Harlow Town situation?
Well, we still don't know yet. We shall find out for sure, I suppose, over the next 10 days, and we will find out, because at the minute it's... one game to play, 1 point in it. So it's going down to Saturday, and then we're a point behind at the moment. So if it's a worst case scenario, we're in the playoffs on Wednesday Sunday. So we may be still around. We might not still be around, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
No disrespect, I hope we're not still around.
No, I can appreciate that. Yeah. But, I mean, obviously visiting the Harlow Town ground, and that, I mean, it's a beautiful facility. And, you know, that's it, going to places with your sort of facilities is going to be, it'd be a fantastic experience for the team and for the supporters and the committee. You know, you're going to a lot bigger, more established clubs at that level. So, you know, we're going to be the little minnows, and I'm sure, you know, teams will probably relish us coming, because they think we might be an easy team to beat. But, you know, I don't know. I think we're obviously going to be a bit of the unknown next season. Because obviously a lot of the teams are in Essex and stuff, and you know, never played Phoenix before, so we're going to have that unknown quantity.
Well, two years ago they thought VCD was going to be that as well. Not what happened there.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Never know. I mean, as I say, Boyley and the squad, I'm sure whatever squad he's got, and I'm hoping the majority of these this season, I think they will put up a good fight against or give a good game to anyone. But there is a few individual games, but to be honest with you, I think every single game is going to be an adventure for us in the first season. But to be honest with you, as I say, we've only had two seasons in the Southern Counties League, so we're still getting used to this league and enjoying going to the likes of Irith and Belvedere, who obviously play at Parkview Road. We're well in play, and going to Greenwich Borough, who play at Dartford's ground. You know, they were nice places to visit, and you know, big teams compared to where we were a few years ago, and Fisher, who play at Dulwich. So you know, we've been to some good grounds in that, and we're getting used to that. So again, it's quite a steep learning curve for everyone, but something we're relishing.
And if I'm right in thinking, you've got the Rama League due to look forward to as well.
Yeah, we'll Keith fill me in a bit about that.
I was going to say, he wants a ticket, but he definitely wants a ticket.
Yeah, we'll get Keith in. But I'm just wondering, is there any character? Can Keith sing Elvis there?
I don't know if the crowd's big enough for me to sing Elvis there, mate.
Yeah, look, again, it's something that we'll, going back to, not knocking the Kent County League, but when we used to have the presentations and the... that of the Kent County dues, I think Alf Levy, our secretary, used to struggle to get people to go along to, but I'm sure there'd be shortage of tickets for the people that want to go to the Ryman. It's at Wembley, yeah?
It's at Wembley Hilton, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it already. Is there karaoke there or not?
I'm not sure. It's going to be a good one, though, because did he say when he came in, was it Les Dennis he said was going to be there?
It's Bobby Davro.
Bobby Davro. Yeah, I know he's getting oh, I love Bobby yeah, one Davro. Of the two. I know one of the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he'll do us. We've got Elsie. We'll stick Elsie up. He's funny. So we'll get Elsie to get up there and do a little spell.
No,
I mean, look, things like that, it's just, again, we're in, a place where we never thought we'd be. And, it's a shame, really. The one thing... we've got some, I think I said before, some of our members who are not with us anymore, some real Phoenix people that would have absolutely loved, and wouldn't believe what where we are now on the verge of going into the Ryman League, and unfortunately not with us, that would just sort of been buzzing. But I think, it really hasn't sunk in for a lot of people, and I think it probably won't until the first game of the, or the fixtures are drawn and when the season starts. Which I'll make sure I'm not on holiday for. I'll get my diary sorted properly this next season, so I don't miss anything.
Yeah, don't book no holidays until you see where the games are.
No, exactly. But that was bad planning on my part. But there you go. It was a lot of gave the committee and who were there quite a lot of laughs, and I got a fair amount of banter for not being present at the most important game in the club's history. So. It's one that they won't forget.
No, like I said, mate, the club's done you proud as well, and I keep saying to you and everyone here, the Ryman League are going to absolutely love coming down to Phoenix and meet you all, and when you go up there, it's an absolute smashing club, and like I said, we wish you all the best with it, and hopefully this time next year you could be sitting in the playoffs and getting ready to go again.
Look. one step at a time. Yeah, I would take that now, but one step at a time. I look forward to getting our first win in the Ryman League. Everything's going to be a new milestone for the club. Every game, every sort of, if we get our first win, first points, then we'll see how it goes. But I mean, what I would say is all the Ryman teams, all the teams and the committees and players, look, you'll get a good reception from us. We'll give you a nice game of football, and we'll serve you a nice few pints of beer, and we'll shake your hands, and hopefully you'll enjoy coming here. So we're a friendly club, and really look forward to the challenge.
And it's been fantastic talking to you tonight, mate. It really has, and we do wish you all the very, very best when the fixtures come out. And I dare say we'll meet up again once we get to the Ryman do in June as well. So, but in the meantime, have a great time. Celebrate a little bit longer, and we'll see each other ourselves in the near future. And we wish you all the very, very best in what's coming
really
up for Phoenix as well.
Thank you very much.
No worries, mate.
Good luck.
See you tomorrow, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're off goal.